Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Patsy continues to be busy in the athletics front for Donegal athletes.
Yes, indeed. And it was more local today with the Donegal 12s and 13s competing in Lifford with their Donegal championships. And beautiful weather always helps, and good turnout. And so that's the start of it now, really. We're into underage athletics. We're into all levels of athletics now in the weeks and weeks ahead. So schools athletics, of course, coming up this week and following week and so on. So what has been happening in the last week? Well, obviously, the big performance in the last 7 days has been that of Finn O'Neill of the Lifford Strabane Club. He went over to England over to Somerset. He got a qualifying standard for the European Under-18 Championships. This is a very talented young athlete and a multi-event athlete, a combined events athlete, and we'll have to keep a wee eye on him, a big eye on him, because we're going to hear a lot more about him. So a big victory for him over there in Somerset, a European qualifying time under 18. So that journey was seriously worthwhile. Over in Wicklow, we had the Irish mountain running trials for the European Championships. 3 Donegal athletes have made that team, 3 Finn Valley athletes. Jennifer Elvin, she won the event, had an excellent, excellent run, Jennifer Elvin. So she leads the senior women's team. Sean McGinley, the Glen Swilly man, he also a strong position. He gained selection, as did from the Rosses, Amy Green. So 3 athletes there on that team, Jennifer Elvin, Sean McGinley and Amy Green. So best wishes to them in the weeks and months ahead as they prepare for that. Other things that have been happening, and everybody's aware of it, so many road races in all the towns of the county, some 5K winners in recent days. Shane O'Donnell won the Kilmacrenan 5K, and then we had Jared Gallagher just Friday night winning the Ahayarn 5K, a good turnout for that. And John Travers ran a very fast time in Ballyshannon to win the Ballyshannon race. So, but there are so many 5Ks. Numbers are down in the 5Ks simply because there are so many. I mean, there's choices nearly every night of the week with 5Ks. And maybe it's something the county board needs to look at, because it's really oversaturated at the moment. But the other side of the story, it clearly is, it's giving plenty of opportunity to the local communities to get involved in walking and running and in events. What's coming up? Well, school sports began in Letterkenny on Friday morning as they celebrated 50 years. And school sports in Finn Valley this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the county finals. The county finals are on the 18th, which is Wednesday week. That's the biggest track and field meet in the county each year, and has been for many years. So we're looking forward to that Wednesday week. Schools, either from the regionals or directly, will come to that. 1,200 competed in those finals before the pandemic, so we're looking forward to that. And on Wednesday night, we're looking forward to a very well-established event, the Inter-Firms 5K in Letterkenny, and that always attracts and has attracted great interest. You know, we go back in time to a time when the post office, to Doherty's Butchers, to the RTC as it was then, were winning team titles, and it was the talk of the town some years ago. But it's still a very attractive event, Inter-Firms. And then we look forward to Sunday, 2 weeks today, to the Run Donegal Women's Only 5K in aid of the Donegal Domestic Violence Service. So there's plenty of opportunity, there's plenty happening, and you know, it continues to be busy, and we'll continue to bring it to you each weekend. But that's this weekend's story. And the highlight of that story was Finn O'Neill. And, of course, on that same day, Adrian Gallen down in Templemore, down in Tipperary, she was throwing a personal best in the hammer, improving her performance, getting the season off to a really strong return. So well done, Adrian Gallen of the Lifford Strabane Club as well. So a good day for Lifford Strabane on that particular weekend, with Finn O'Neill in England and Adrian Gallen down south.